It's an ugly national trend. Almost a 20% increase in 16 and 17-year-old drivers dying in the first half of last year. But Washington managed to buck it. Young teen driver deaths dropped sharply in the state. Jonna Van Dyke of the Washington Traffic Safety Commission says a lot of factors affect teen driving deaths.
One of the moving parts, of course, is restrictions on those licenses. We call that program the Intermediate Driver License Program.
That program restricts the time of day a 16 or 17-year-old can drive a car and also limits the number of passengers allowed. It may have helped keep Washington's death toll down to just one young teen driver in all of last year. Van Dyke says it's the lowest in memory.
What I think about is the kids who didn't die. Really, it is huge cause for celebration. Here, however, we're not going to be celebrating until there are no deaths at all.
A new national report out from the Governor's Highway Safety Association notes that traffic deaths tend to decrease when the economy sputters. Nationwide, the numbers are still down significantly from the early 2000s. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.